The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, and we've got Skype as well. Skype on into the show and username lrn.fm. Again, that toll free line brought to you by ProXPN is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
Christopher Cantwell.
And Mark.
Chris Cantwell joining us here as our guest co-host for tonight. Derek J. to return next week. And, of course, you can join us here toll-free. Actually, going to start a top 10 list here, and then if we get a chance, we'll talk about, we'll give you a little bit from The Onion. But the top 10 list is from thoughtcatalog.com, site I've never been on before. And, Chris, you're instantly skeptical. You sounded like maybe you've heard of this website before.
I was thinking Thoughts on Liberty, which is sort of like feminist libertarian blog, which just makes me want to scream at people. But Thought Catalog, I can't claim to be too familiar with. So let's have on with the list, and then I'll find out if I hate it.
This is the 10 Ways You're Making Your Life Harder Than It Has to Be by Tim Hock. Number one, you ascribe intent. Another driver cuts you off. Mm. Your friend never texted you. Your coworker went to lunch without you. Everyone can find a reason to be offended on a steady basis. So what caused you to be offended? You assigned bad intent to these otherwise innocuous actions. You took it as a personal affront, a slap in the face. Happy people don't do this. They don't take things personally, and they don't ascribe intent to the unintentional actions of others.
Well, this combines two things. There's what happened. And then there's the story you tell yourself about what happened.
Without asking anyone. Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, even if you do ask, you don't believe necessarily what the story is.
And they could be lying to you.
Humans lie, right?
Yeah, some do.
So you have I understand why people do this. It's just, you know, what empowers you in your life? What makes you happy? You know, these are questions that one has to ask oneself.
Well, right. One version of the story is you're a victim of this person and what they were doing to you. And the other version of the story is, well, you don't really know what happened unless you are in possession of all the facts. And ultimately, should it really matter what their intention was? Anyway?
Ultimately, who cares? Everything everybody does, they do in order to make themselves feel better. Therefore, nothing is a personal attack on you.
Or they just forgot.
It is all bad systems for making oneself feel better.
But a guy cuts you off in traffic. It doesn't matter if he intended to be scum or he just is scum. He is scum. Regardless. So, yeah, don't ascribe intent. Just call him a scumbag and get on with your day.
Yeah, if you're presuming he saw you, right? Like, there's a good chance that maybe he didn't see you. Maybe you were in his blind spot or something like that.
I think you've been in New Hampshire for too long, dude. I'm from New York, all right? Everyone on the road in New York is scum.
There's an argument for that one.
What do you feel like when you get caught behind a tractor up here in New Hampshire?
Well, I don't want to call him scum. He's doing his job, but I am very upset with the roads here because, I mean, you can drive like 80 miles without seeing a passing lane, and that drives me out of my mind.
That is one of the downsides of living out in the woods here in southwestern New Hampshire is the roads. The roads to get you to the other cities are like two lanes, and that's it. Not two lanes on one side, two lanes total.
Yeah.
Every now and then there's some passing areas.
Yeah, and that can be extraordinarily frustrating, especially when, as you mentioned, you have like a tractor trailer who's going slower, and then you pull up, and then there's like 10 cars behind him, and it becomes an impossible task to pass people. But, you know, without government, who would build them, right?
Number two, you're the star of your own movie. It's little wonder rather, that you believe the world revolves around you. After all, you've been at the very center of every experience you've ever had. You're the star of your own movie. You wrote the script. You know how you want it to unfold. You even know how you want it to end. Unfortunately, you forgot to give your script to anyone else. As a result, people are unaware of the role they're supposed to play. Then, when they screw up their lines or fail to fall in love with you or don't give you a promotion, your movie is ruined. Lose your script. Let someone else star once in a while. Welcome new characters and embrace plot twists.
What?
did it make sense?
It was fluff.
What do you think about that one, Mark?
Didn't do anything for me either.
What I see in this particular instance on thoughtcatalog.com is that you know, people do tell a story about their lives, and in a lot of cases, I think in general, that story is true. You know, for instance, if you focus on negativity and all the bad things in your life, you shouldn't be surprised when you start noticing more bad things happening. But if you focus on positivity and the good things in life, then you'll probably see more good things happening, or at least you'll be more cognizant of those good things happening, so it can feel that life is better than it was previously. But if you have an idea of the way things are supposed to go, like, for instance, I think some people get lost in the law of attraction with this. So the law of attraction being the idea, and some people obviously don't believe in it, but the idea that the universe gives you what you put into it, essentially, that that like attracts like. So if you're putting out negativity, you're going to get more of that, etc. Some people believe that they can use the law of attraction to, say, change the direction of a court case or a game that they're in, or like getting the promotion rather than somebody else. And then, of course, they're disappointed when it doesn't work out the way that they had intended for it to work out. That can result in severe disappointment and maybe some depression. But, you know, if you're not taking things as seriously and you don't have expectations like that, then you won't be as damaged when those things don't pan out.
Well, I agree that when you take things too seriously, you get bad outcomes, certainly. I think people need to lighten the F up.
Yeah, absolutely. Number three, you fast forward to apocalypse. This is the 10 ways you're making your life harder than it has to be. I have a bad habit, says the author, of fast forwarding everything to its worst possible outcome and being pleasantly surprised when the result is marginally better than utter disaster or jail time. My mind unnecessarily wrestles with events that aren't even remotely likely. My sore throat is cancer. My lost driver's license fell into the hands of an Al-Qaeda operative who will wipe out my savings account. Negativity only breeds more negativity. It's a happiness riptide. It will carry you away from shore, and if you don't swim away from it, will pull you under.
Yeah, that's mentally ill is what that is.
What, thinking about the worst case scenario?
Yeah, in every instance. Yes.
Well, certainly every instance is probably that's probably a problem. But I've had this happen before. I mean, I've certainly envisioned the SWAT team kicking in the front door, and you know what would happen in a situation like that.
The worst thing that could happen will happen a percentage of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So the worst possible outcome will occur a percentage of the time. So.
I think far too many people sort of look at the world as like a bright, fuzzy place and don't take apocalypse into consideration. And that this.
So you're saying there's the opposite that's a problem, too.
Yes, exactly. That people think that, you know, the worst cannot happen, and as a result, the worst does happen, and they are not prepared for that. So I would say, look, I mean, as a general statement, if you're a real panicky Pete, worry wart, or whatever you want to call it, that you're constantly concerned that, I don't know, a plane's going to fall through your roof and murder your whole family, I mean, this is not a reasonable thing to be concerned about at all times. However, you know, bad things happen in the world. The world does not care about you. It will just as soon drown you in a mudslide as give you air to breathe.
Yep, that's you're true. Just a parasite on the bump on the world. You know, I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
I think that it's I agree with you, Chris. It's unrealistic to be Pollyanna-ish and believe that everything's always going to work out, you know, perfectly and in the way that you intended it to. But also the reverse is dangerous, to believe that the worst case scenario is always likely or inevitable or whatever. That's a very, very dangerous mindset to be in. And I agree with Mark that that's sick.
Whenever you part from objective reality, I think you tend to get bad outcomes, whether it's, you know, staying in the dark or staying in the light. If you're not dealing with the reality of the world that you're in, you're going to have bad outcomes.
I agree with you completely on that. I just think that, you know, don't take the bad news too badly.
Right. Yeah, take it easy.
And don't take the good news. You know, rejoice, I guess I would say rejoice in the small victories, rejoice in the large victories, and don't take the bad news too badly.
I think that's good advice. Number four, you have unrealistic and or uncommunicated expectations. Well, this is a big one. Among their many shortcomings of your family and friends is the harsh reality that they cannot read your mind or anticipate your whims. Did your boyfriend forget the 6.5-month anniversary of your first movie date? Did your girlfriend refuse to call at an appointed hour? Did your friend fail to fawn over your tribal tattoo? Unmet expectations will be at the root of most of your unhappiness in life.
Absolutely.
Minimize your expectations, maximize your joy.
You can fix this with communication. This is simply good communication.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the better you do it, the more times your expectations are going to meet, more times you're going to meet other people's expectations. Because in dealing with customers here on Free Talk Live, I found many times if you oversell what's going to happen, you're going to be in bad shape. Actually, I probably learned that before I started doing Free Talk Live. But if you undersell, then good things happen. Same price tag.
Let's come back with more here. Of the 10 ways you're making your life harder than it has to be, you can add yours in. Share your thoughts at 855-453 here on Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what what you want by dialing toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we invite you online over at freetalklive.com. You can also connect to the show live during our program with Skype. So Skype in at username lrn.fm. Send a contact request first. We'll approve it probably within about a show segment whenever we notice it's there, basically. And then it'll be easy for you to connect with us on Skype. So check that out. Username there, lrn.fm. With you tonight in studio, Ian here.
Christopher Cantwell.
And Mark.
Need focus, feeling fatigued, trying to get that extra edge when it counts. There's a lot going on in your life these days, and it's hard to, you know, keep track of everything and get tired. It's easy to get tired. So don't you wish there was something that could get you out of your rut, give you the focus you need, and help you get things done? You might want to look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about how modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge they need. Check out modup.net and look into it for yourself. There's fast delivery available worldwide for guaranteed high-quality modafinil at an amazing price. In fact, the price gets even better when you pay with Bitcoin, because you're going to save 33% by paying with Bitcoin at modup.net. And to make the deal even sweeter, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Code FTL, that gets you 10 free tablets with your order. Do keep in mind that Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. So look into it for yourself, and you'll find great service at a great price from modup.net. Again, that's code FTL at modup, M-O-D-U-P.net. We're talking about the 10 ways you're making your life harder than it has to be, at least according to Tim Hawk at thoughtcatalog.com. Just a breeze through the first four that we already did. You ascribe intent to others. You're the star of your own movie. You fast forward to apocalypse, meaning that you think the worst is going to happen. You have unrealistic and or uncommunicated expectations. That, I think, can't be focused on enough. The idea that, you know, if you don't communicate with others what you're expecting from them, you shouldn't be angry when they drop the ball. Like, if you expect someone to do something, but they don't know what you're expecting them to do, how can you be mad at them for botching it up?
How can they drop the ball when they never knew they had it?
Right.
Well, not entirely. I mean, as a general statement, I'll go ahead and say that as a general statement, that's okay. But sometimes I think it is useful to sort of put someone in a position and see how they react to it, right? I don't know that you should necessarily get angry with a person because they haven't done what you expected. But
if you're putting them in a position to see how they react, you shouldn't get angry when they don't react in the way you were expecting them to react.
But you might find them to be less useful in your life.
Sure.
And if you're going to put them in that position and see how they react in order to see if they are capable of doing something. Yeah, not a whole lot of point in getting angry at them, but it might be a good reason to cut them off.
No, yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. Number 5 on this list, you are waiting for a sign. Author says, I have a friend who won't make a decision without receiving a sign. I suppose she's waiting on a trumpeted announcement from God. She's constantly paralyzed by divinity that is either heavily obscured or frustratingly tardy. I'm not disavowing that fate or higher power plays a role in our lives. I'm just saying that it's better to help shape fate than to be governed by it.
Well, let me just go ahead and disavow that fate has anything to do with our lives, okay? If you're waiting for God to tell you what to do, then you're probably not going to find what you're looking for. It's going to turn out badly.
Haven't you experienced, like, sort of signs that you feel like, that makes me believe my decision was good or something like that? I mean, what do they call that? Providence? Serendipity?
Are you talking about after the fact?
Before the fact?
It's
talking about signs.
This is talking about waiting for a sign to decide what to do. You're saying, have you seen a sign after you've decided to do something that validates you?
Exactly.
I wait for a sign on the highway to tell me to exit, so that, you know, works out pretty good. And if I don't wait for that sign, then I might hit a tree or, you know, end up in the wrong lane of the highway or something.
And you have faith that sign's giving you good information. There we go.
Ooh, which is ridiculous, because it's actually coming from the government, and that's, you know, has a terrible habit of working out. But so far as, you know, it works with highway exits, it works.
Yeah, well, generally the government doesn't really want to send you over a cliff because they can't get tax dollars out of you. So to some extent, the government...
Yeah, they can, actually. The estate tax, a death tax, they'll actually take a chunk of
you. They want you to be alive, though, because they're going to get that estate tax later on anyway.
Exactly.
So, you know, to some extent, there's a minimal interest in the government to, like, not have people running, you know, jumping over bridges in their cars and unfinished bridges. And
right, exactly. Like they prefer to shoot you themselves.
So, yeah, waiting for whether it's a sign from God or a sign from some sort of person that you've put above you to determine what to do. I think that, you know, the whole living life by default and just seeing what happens to you and then reacting to those things is a really terrible way to live. If you want to live in an empowered manner, then you have to make choices and you have to be confident. Now, even if you're wrong, ultimately, that's fine. At least you made the choice and you learned the lesson from, you know, making the mistake.
Well, I've made choices that look like the very best choice in the matter at the time. Turns out, wasn't the best choice mm-hmm. at the time that I could have made. I've come to the conclusion that most choices are just about chance. And so, therefore, if you have a good system or a bad system for picking these, you know, maybe it doesn't matter that much. I remember seeing a 60 Minutes where they took a chimpanzee, had him throw darts at at the New York Stock Exchange, bought the stocks and made money. So, I mean, you know, this seems like a remarkably bad way to choose stocks. However, it did work.
Number six, you don't take risks. And to me, this should be the number one or number 10, whatever the highest number is on this list. This is a big one. Two words, says the author, live boldly. Every single time you're offered a choice that involves greater risk, take it. You will lose on many of them, but when you add them up at the end of your life, you'll be glad that. I don't know if I agree with the advice that you should take every single risk that you're presented with. I think that could really result in some bad things happening, especially if we go back to our conversation about interacting with the police that we talked about earlier. But I do appreciate taking risks, and I know I wouldn't be where I am today had I not taken several of them.
Well, you got to take good calculated risks, but I mean, if you make this decision while on the road and decide that you should take every risk, that means you're going to challenge every truck to chicken, and you won't survive the trip home. So no, taking every risk is a bad move. You know, smart people that take good calculated risks are liable to do well.
Right.
Some people that take bold moves in areas that they don't know. You know what? I'll put the family fortune on any stock I place my finger on tomorrow morning's newspaper. Ridiculous.
Fortune favors the bold. I agree with that. That if you are sort of worried about every little thing that could possibly happen every time you put something on the line, that, you know, if failure is imminent when you operate in that way, or at least prosperity is going to be illusory. You have to be able to take risks in this world, and if you're afraid to do that, well, then that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, and that also kind of ties into two of the other ones that we already talked about, the previous one where some people are waiting for a sign. Those are not risk takers. Somebody who's waiting to be told what to do, whether it's by some sort of God or another human being, is not taking a risk. They just want to go along to get along or follow somebody's orders. And, you know, and then you also look at the people who think of the worst possible scenario. If you're constantly thinking of the worst case, then you're going to be frozen. You're not going to do anything because you'll be too afraid of what might actually happen.
I think this list speaks more about what the author's problems are than anything else.
I think some of this is useful, though.
I'm not saying it's not.
450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. You can add yours to this list of the 10 ways you're making your life harder than it has to be. What are some of the lessons you've learned?
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may bring up anything you want. We're talking about some useful ideas, or at least some of them, from the 10 Ways You're Making Your Life Harder Than It Has to Be, ThoughtCatalog.com. The source will continue with the remaining four on the list of 10, as you may call in and add your thoughts to the mix here. And then coming up, Christopher Cantwell is angry about Sirius XM. We will talk more about what's happening over there, the supposed uncensored satellite comedy slash talk slash music service. We'll let you know what's been developing there recently, and it's not good news.
I love how you said Christopher Cantwell is angry as if this was some sort of headline.
Right. So, we'll continue with the list here, though, and also remind you to go check us out at freetalklive.com. You can also check out Chris on his blog, ChristopherCantwell.com. And don't forget, over at freetalklive.com, we do have a mobile site. So if you want to tune in to us on your smartphone, maybe you're out and about and you want to listen live or listen later, because we do have 24/7 streaming of Free Talk Live archives, you can go to our mobile site, mlikemobile.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. You can link to our live streams there. And also you can link to some of the software that might help you tune those streams in for your phone operating system, all over at m.freetalklive.com. So the remainder of the 10 ways you're making your life harder than it has to be, again, one of the big ones here, number 6, you don't take risks. People who don't take risks can't really ever expect to win big. Yeah, you can get through life without taking many risks.
you know, you can suck some air and drink some water and, you know, go to the bathroom and sleep, but you're probably not going to rise above your station in life, whatever that happened to be.
Or without, whatever area you wish to rise.
Right, without taking some risk. Put something on the line. You have to in order to get ahead, in my opinion.
Yeah, unfortunately, he sort of takes it a little too far in the article, I think, and says, you know, whenever
take
there's a risk, take it.
That's
and, of
crazy.
Course, you know, you're engaging in risky, you know, sexual and drug behavior.
Right.
And, you know,
I don't want to jump out of a plane. I'm just not interested in that kind of risk.
that sexually attractive individual over there with these scabs on their arms, not a problem, let's do it. And we're not wearing protection. Let's go.
That pretty girl with the Adam's apple who wants your money is probably not the best bet to go roll with.
Number 7, you constantly compare your life to others. A few years ago, says the author, I was invited to a nice party at a big warehouse downtown. I was enjoying the smooth jazz, box wine, and crustless sandwiches. Crustless sandwiches. People actually make crustless sandwiches. Is that like a hipster thing?
No, it's supposed to be an hors d'oeuvre.
Oh, really?
Is this guy getting envious about boxed wine?
What more could a guy want, he says. Later in the evening, I noticed a steady parade of well-heeled people slide past and disappear into another room. I peeked and saw a large party with beautiful revelers dancing and carrying on like Bacchus. Suddenly, my gig wasn't as fun as it had been, all because it didn't appear to measure up to the party next door, a party I didn't know existed until just moments before. I do this frequently. Those people are having more fun. Mary has a bigger boat. Craig gets all the lucky breaks. Ted has more money. John is better looking. Stop it. Always remember what Teddy Roosevelt says. Comparison is the thief of joy.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say that you shouldn't allow the comparison to instill envy. Envy is a thief of joy, and that's certainly a terrible thing. But I have, you know, looked up to different people over the course of my life, you know, and to want what they have in terms of trying to produce it and obtain it for yourself, I don't think it's a negative thing. If you're comparing yourself to someone who's doing better than you, then you can aspire to get to their station
that's
by taking some risks.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. But if you're comparing yourself to others and letting that be an excuse to be down about yourself and how awful your life is and, you know, how much better other people have. There's always somebody who has it better than you.
Yeah,
right?
if you're getting bitten by fleas in Zuccotti Park because you're kicked off about the 1%, then maybe that's not the best course of action.
855 450 free. That is the Pro XPN toll free line. Moving on here, number 8 on the list. You let other people steal from you. If you had $1 million in cash under your mattress, you would check it regularly and take precautions to ensure that it's safe.
Like putting it into Bitcoin.
The one possession you have that is more important than money is time, but you don't do anything to protect it. In fact, you willingly give it to thieves, selfish people, egotistical people, negative people, people who won't shut up. Treat your time like Fort Knox, guard it close, and give it only to those who deserve and respect it.
I think there's value to this statement. However, oftentimes, it's my job to talk to people for a living, and my personality is developed by talking to people who I didn't want to talk to, who I wouldn't talk to otherwise. So, I think that there's something to be said for this. There's time to make money. There's time to work. And if somebody's messing with that time, then that's, you know, no, you can't have that time. There's a time to enjoy with your family. And if somebody's trying to suck that time up instead of letting you spend it with your family, no, not for that.
You have to assess, you know, the person you're talking to, the topic that's being discussed, and whether or not your time would be better spent doing something else. I mean, a perfect example for me of this is, you know, I'm kind of an old hat at running outreach booths. I used to do it in Florida with the Libertarian Party. I've got another one coming up here at the county fair this year in Keene, as I've done for the past 2 or 3 years. And when you're doing one of these outreach booths, to me, the goal is to reach as many people as possible. I don't want to have a lengthy conversation with people about politics. I don't want to debate somebody on the issues of whatever issue is important to them. I don't want to hear their treatise on whatever their concerns about society. I don't care about all that.
Right. Well, we do this 3 hours a night. If anybody wants to call and give that to you, they can do it, right?
Well, but they don't know that necessarily. I'm just working an outreach booth. I'm a guy running a booth. So my example was going to be that usually when you run one of these booths, if you're there for enough hours, eventually some chatty cat Kathy is going to come up to you and start blah, 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 And they just want someone to listen to them. They're lonely and they, you know, don't have any friends or whatever, or they just want to bug the guy at the booth or whatever their motivation. They just come up and they just start yapping. Well, the longer they're yapping at me, and, you know, I want to be nice and try to listen to somebody, but at the same time, I can't just stand there and let my time be monopolized. When people are walking by who otherwise, had that person not been standing there, I could be handing out flyers to or getting the information out that I want to get out. So ultimately, by talking to that individual, that person is sapping my ability to reach others.
I have been guilty of this, just allowing people to occupy entirely too much of my time. And I think a lot of people do this, especially on social media, getting into arguments with people on Facebook. And I used to think it was fun. Like, I used to have, like, a bunch of, like, hardcore lefty Facebook friends who would come and attack, you know, posts of mine, and I'd argue with them. But, like, it got to a point, I'm like, how much energy am I really dedicating to these people who are never going to change their minds? It's just a brick wall trying to, you know, assert their point of view to a larger audience, and sometimes you can't allow that to happen.
You got to be aware. You got to be cognizant of the people that are monopolizing your time. And it's, there's nothing wrong with saying, you know, in a situation like I've dealt with, I'm sorry, I've really got to move on here. I've got other people I need to talk to. And just trying to be nice about blowing them off, essentially, like move along. Thank you for your input. Here's some information. Have a nice day.
And if that doesn't work, use an expletive and block them on social media.
It's the real life ones where the blocking gets more difficult. Number 9 on the list of 10 ways you're making your life harder than it has to be. You can't / won't let go. These are getting a little harder, aren't they, says the author. That's because sometimes you have to work at happiness. Some hurdles are too difficult to clear by simply adjusting your point of view or adopting a positive mindset. Do you need to forgive someone? Do you need to turn your back on a failed relationship? Do you need to come to terms with the death of a loved one? Life is full of loss, but in a sense, real happiness would not be possible without it. It helps us appreciate and savor the things that really matter, and it helps us grow. It can help us help others grow. Closure is a word for people who've never really suffered. There's no such thing. Just try to manage your loss and put it in perspective. You'll always have some regret and doubt about your loss.
Are there people that have never really suffered? I mean, even the people that live these cloistered lives, they suffer by their own yardstick of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
sure.
I mean, if the greatest suffering you have is that that puppy didn't come over to me but ran to my sister instead, it is still the greatest suffering you have experienced. And, you know, the person who's lost all their whole family in a bombing attack, it may be these things are comparable since, you know, the other person hasn't felt anything greater.
We'll come back with a little bit more on this one, on the 10 ways you're making your life harder than it has to be. We'll talk about Sirius XM and censorship, perhaps? Let's talk about that
political
on the way.
Political correctness run amok.
Yeah, on the way here in moments. And enough time for you if you dial in right now at 855-450-FREE. Take control of Free Talk.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex. plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guy's giant factory authorized sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the giant factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450. Free. That's 855-450 free.
Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for you with your call and thoughts if you dial in right now, toll free. 855-450-free. That's 855-450-3733, and don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site. Tickets for Keenvention are still available for $40. The pre-ordering early bird discount price is still in effect because I just haven't gotten around to raising the price. I said I was going to raise it after Porkfest. It's now after Porkfest, so at any moment, the price could go up to $60. And Christopher Cantwell, you were involved in Keenvention last year, much to the chagrin of some individuals who boycotted the event as a result of you being part of it.
And yet, the panel that I was on, as I understand it, was one of the most attended and engaged panels.
Was
and
the most attended.
The most. The singular most attended and engaged panel.
Which makes me want to bring you back this year, Chris.
Well, I think that would be a wise decision. I think that we have a lot of fun, whatever it is we decided to talk about. We could continue on the use of force discussion or any number of other topics.
We had a lot of topics at Keenvention, and it was a great event. It was an intimate occasion, and this year is going to be an intimate one as well. Obviously, we don't know how many people are going to come, but I've limited the pre-sale tickets to 100. It's a small place. You know, the hotel we're in here in Keene, it can hold a few hundred people, but I like the idea of keeping it small and keeping it to where you can actually get to know everybody, or at the very least meet everybody that's at the convention. It's a great excuse for you to come up here and check out New Hampshire. You've been thinking about it, right? Maybe you missed out on Porkfest, or maybe you went to Porkfest and you just want to come back this year. Come up to Keenvention. It's October 31st through November 2nd. You can go to keenvention.info. You can get your tickets there for credit card or Bitcoin. $40 right now at keenvention.info. And if you want to get a taste of what it was like last year, you can watch the whole thing. You can watch the Chris Cantwell Peace Roundtable with me and Derek J. You can watch the legislative panel where you can learn about how unique New Hampshire is from a legislative perspective.
By the way, I love that you guys called the conversation between you and Cantwell there at the Peace Roundtable as opposed
even though it was
to
a square table or a rectangle?
No, as opposed to a debate. Because this is a term that just sort of sets everybody's teeth on edge. Mm-hmm. They're ready for the fight. Nobody follows. They call it a debate. Nobody follows the rules of debate. Mm-hmm. Nobody acquiesces at the end. I'd much rather hear conversations.
I like the term debate, and I thought that's what I wanted to call it. And of course, like Ian's like non-confrontational thing. It's like I don't do debates. We'll just have a conversation. When I'm always like the in your face guy who wants to argue with people. It's fun to and on my website when I posted the video of it, I posted it as use of force. Debate, and then he posted as Peace Round Table. It was just fun. That's part of the fun interactions that I have with you.
We have different perspectives, but we can come to the table and have a conversation about it and walk away friends. And I think we had some hugs after that one, as a matter of fact.
Certainly did. And it's so sad that so few people are able to do that.
Keenvention.info. Go and get your tickets now while they're still $40, but it'll still be a good deal even if you wait and it goes up to $60. So we'll look forward to seeing you there. Number 10 on the list of 10 ways that you're making your life harder than it has to be is that you don't give back. One way to deal with loss is to immerse yourself in doing good. Volunteer, get involved in life. It doesn't even have to be a big structured thing. Say a kind word. Encourage someone. Pay a visit to someone who is alone. Get away from your self-absorption. When it comes down to it, there are two types of people in this world. There are givers and there are takers. Givers are happy. Takers are miserable. What are you?
I think that this is complete nonsense. I am an exchanger. I am not a giver. I am not a taker. I exchange. And I think that that's how prosperity comes.
Well, they say, Chris, that what you give, you receive. That what you give out into the world can come back to you 10 times as great.
Well, I think that's sort of like some sort of cosmic law of attraction type speak. And I couldn't disagree with that more. I think that if you just throw things out into the world, that you end up in poverty and not feeling very well about the world that you live in. I think that if you exchange with people, that the exchange is mutually beneficial and that both parties benefit. And the more often we exchange, and the more we all benefit.
Not that I disagree with what you're saying about exchange. I mean, obviously, that's what makes the world go around, people doing business and creating products and services. And I wouldn't recommend you just give away all of your inventory. That doesn't make any sense. But there are some interesting stories, like Peace Pilgrim, for instance, this lady who essentially gave away everything that she ever owned, and she acquired a tunic for herself. And what few things she could put in the pockets of her tunic were all that she had in the entire world. And, she basically dedicated her life to walking around the country as a fairly older lady, I think. She spent many decades, actually a few decades, doing this with essentially nothing to her name. I mean, a total vow of poverty, almost. I mean, she had a toothbrush, I think, in one of her pockets and a few pamphlets with her message of peace on them in another pocket, and, like, that's it. Everything else this lady got because of the generosity of other people who, like, every meal she ever ate, every roof she was ever under was just provided to her. So it is interesting, the way the world can respond or the universe will respond to somebody who is willing to kind of go out on a limb like that.
Did something positive happen to this woman? Because I'm still waiting to hear that part.
Lots of positive things happened to her. She had some pretty interesting experiences. But, if what you value in life is having a constant roof over your head and knowing to, being able to choose the food that you eat, then her path would not be for you, right? But for her, it was an incredibly enriching and engaging experience that
was life-changing.
I think that altruism is a really destructive force in this world, and I can't see it any clearer than I do here in New Hampshire and in the libertarian community, that people are just like, well, I don't really care about money, I care about freedom, and as a result, many of us lack funds. And that if people would go out and try to prosper and better themselves instead of, I will live in willful poverty in order to pursue liberty, I think that we'd all be a lot better off.
I think that, you know, there's nothing wrong with giving to organizations that are helping others. Like, I give to the local homeless shelter here in the area. But I also think that if I don't have myself in line, if I don't have my own finances straight, then I'm not bringing value to the table. I can't really help somebody if I'm poor, if I'm, you know, useless or whatever.
You can, the best way you can benefit your fellow man is to benefit yourself. So, I mean, yeah, giving back in some way, you know, might make you feel good. I don't think that, you know, these things come back in any sort of cosmic manner. I mean, if it makes you feel good to give money to a charity, or if you get to, you know, get your name somewhere as a result of that, if there's some benefit from it, you know, that's great. But people have to learn to start benefiting themselves before they try to benefit others, because they can't benefit others if they don't benefit themselves.
If you're known in your community, whatever that community might be, and you are known as a generous person, when you get into negotiations with someone inside that community to put together some kind of business deal or whatever, your reputation generally, if you're dealing with a good person, and you should only deal with people that you consider to be good, if you're dealing with a good person, likely your reputation will help in the negotiations. There will be less, fewer negotiations. They will be less heated. They will take less time, and you will do better. People will just offer you the deal that they were going to negotiate down to in the first place. So I think that, you know, from a less superstitious standpoint, that when you give, you receive, you know, it has value, just that statement.
Chris Canwell, you are a fan of another radio show, the Opie and Anthony radio show, and they've been making headlines over the last couple of days because one of them got fired.
I am furious about this. And seriously, if you're like the type of person to, say, report a post to Facebook, just
a snitch.
You're second only to the state.
The
okay,
yeah.
If you're calling up SiriusXM, nobody who listens to the Opie and Anthony show is upset about anything Anthony Cumia did.
What happened? A short version. What happened?
My understanding of it, and the tweets have been deleted, but I saw some screenshots that he made some racially charged tweets. Okay, mm-hmm. Anthony Cumia is a white man who got punched in the face by a black woman on the streets of New York City, and instead of pulling out his licensed concealed carry pistol, he went on Twitter and said some nasty things about her. Now, the Opie and Anthony show, if you've ever listened to it, especially Anthony's character, is, look, he says a lot of racially charged stuff.
Does he? Okay.
It's
so
not
this isn't
unusual.
Out of character.
It's not out of character. It's completely normal. It's part of the show. The people who tune into that program tuned in to listen to it, and a bunch of people who don't listen to the program freaked out and started calling SiriusXM.
That's what always happens. It always happens. Even the radio business, it's used these busybodies, the people, what is it, the Parents Television Council, I think is what they're called. This is a group of busybodies who's, what they do is they take orders from the top dogs at Parents Television Council. PTC will send out an email saying, hey, this offensive thing happened on this radio show, Opie and Anthony. And then they send out the contact information for SiriusXM, and then all these people who never even heard the original offensive content or whatever, they'll call in and complain to the FCC or write a complaint. It's ridiculous.
It's despicable. These people, I despise them, and the world would just be better off without them. It's sick.
We'll get more of Chris Cantwell at some point in the future. Thanks for sitting in here tonight.
Thanks for having me on, guys. See you soon.
ChristopherCantwell.com, his website. And we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog. And Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place run smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.